amazing Cultures to Parent support group are sponsoring this series of the Multi-Schools Lowdown. We offer support for families of children and young people with special educational needs in the Colchester area. To learn more and get in touch, please visit the MAYS website, themaysgroup.co.uk.
In this episode, we hear from the very positive Tash and Kel, who talk about Now's the Time for Change. They set up Now's the Time for Change to help promote change towards well-being and a holistic approach, not just in education, but to support families as well around their mental health. There's lots of great stuff in here about the way that they are trying to create change and the changes that are needed. Tash and Kel, could you just start by telling everybody what is Now's the Time for Change?
Now actually stands for National Online Wellbeing Services. And when myself and Kelly first set up the company, we wanted to create a wellbeing world, whether that be through online, whether that be through a wellbeing hub, just connecting everyone on a, you know, on a wellbeing platform and teaching the therapeutic coaching tools that we've ended up teaching ourselves and becoming advocates of, I suppose, of how a personalised and holistic approach to wellbeing, mental health, physical health can be really powerful when used in the right way.
You said there about like tools and things you've learned yourself. A lot of people I speak to who work with young people, especially when it comes around kind of wellbeing, they have their own personal experiences and that's why they've got involved in the work. So, I mean, obviously only share what you feel comfortable with, but do you know where that passion's come from and why you're doing this job?
We've both been down journeys ourselves in regards to being having challenging times of our life, affecting our mental health, physical health. So for myself, mine was very much about my physical and mental health that led me to want to do something that's going to be different to just taking a form of a tablet and sitting back and allowing that process to happen. Very much looked into holistic therapies. I was receiving them myself, started learning a lot of tools and techniques in regards to changing my mindset, then led on to qualifying and then certifying an area of becoming a practitioner to help people with mindsets, and then becoming a holistic therapist all throughout my journey. So very much what Tash said, advocates of an understanding for everybody that has situations that are challenging in life that does affect your mental health. And then one of our biggest passions that led us on to planting these tools and techniques with the children to help them, you know, with positive language, help with their mindsets, self-esteem and confidence. So we started very much working in the schools with year six pupils. So we helped them with the tools and techniques to be able to transition into year seven with confidence. And they have reverting toolbox that they could sort of tap into at any point in their lifetime. So that's very much where we very much started. And I know obviously Tash has got her personal reasons of why.
It's kind of progressed into very much about our own personal journeys, where we saw ourselves, how we got out of a particular dark situation, and also all the other things that happened in our environment. I mean, mine was led down this path on the health food side of it because my husband was diagnosed with type 1 out of the complete blue. It made me start to question what other alternative ways of, you know, helping him to what the doctors said. You know, they kind of like, okay, you're type 1, this means this and this. Went down and explored lots of different stuff. So I've gone through different training and different experiments and training to kind of food is medicine. Okay. And yep. Then I think having our own children, and that presented its own challenges on our mental and physical well-being, went down different routes, to then kind of almost wake up one day and go, actually, I'm in a really confused and dark place, using these different techniques that we've now actually have qualified in, you know, from emotional freedom tapping, from mindset, from Reiki, from health coaching, life coaching, lots and lots of different techniques that we use. We then actually found that our children were starting to present some of the anxiety, some of the overwhelm, some of the worrying, some of these behaviours, low-level behaviours that we were that we could identify with ourselves, and then going through the school workshops, we actually could pick very quickly and very easily some children that, you know, we would recommend that they could definitely do with some more support.
Definitely. So you've both really used that personal experience, and as you mentioned, there's lots of techniques you've learned yourselves, and you're now delivering that in school. And you spoke lots there about, you know, self-esteem, confidence, really looking at what could complement those workshops. So just for people who are listening, I know you do lots of work in schools. Just explain a little bit more about, you know, what that work actually looks like. So when you're working with these young people, what are you guys doing?
We're lifting their spirits with joy and happiness as soon as we walk into the room. I mean, obviously, before this situation of COVID happened, we were actually delivering the workshops in a hall environment. We very much start with uplifting music to really kind of boost how they feel. We're very firm believers in having a little bit of a shake-off dance, you know, shaking off some of the energy before you get into the workshop so you're fully focused. And we make it really fun and interactive for them to get involved in pairing up with somebody that they wouldn't normally pair up in that classroom with, saying something very nice about that person, you know, what is the best traits in that person, and vice versa. And we find that the children really interact with the fact that someone said something very positive and very warming about them that lifts how they feel, lifts their confidence and self-esteem just from that one exercise. And there's also parts of where we help them with I am affirmations. So the I am affirmations is really to really help and boost their self-esteem and confidence that I am brave, I am confident, I'm resilient, which is one of them, you know, really helping them build that resilience through over any challenging times that they may be faced with. And it's very much so that whole hour that we're with them, it's all interactive. There's so much that they get out from that. And the feedback that we've had from every single school we've worked with so far has all been that they've extremely enjoyed it. And we work through a lot of what emotions feel like, where the processes of that emotion, where they feel it in their body, it's okay to feel that way. And very much so what we promote is, you know, that word anxiety is the same sort of energy as excitement. So we help them kind of acknowledge, you know, when you have that butterfly in your tummy, that's part of excitement. You're looking forward to something, you know, and really diverting some of the negative thoughts that have been led to that emotion. And we kind of change it into a positive aspect of helping them with that language. I very much promote about positive language, you know, what they say to each other or what they're listening to in some of the school environment, and helping them use the words that's going to hold a really positive effect either to themselves or to people that they come in contact with.
It's all very much about an experience and about that individualised experience. So every time, at every moment we can, we start all of our meetings with, how are you feeling? How are you today? So we get them to go, oh, hold on, this is about you. So where am I at? How am I feeling? And then we can dive a little bit deeper with some of the children about, you know, when you're feeling happy or if you're feeling scared or lonely, you know, what does your body do? What, you know, how, where do you feel that? And then, you know, that really nice reframing of actually when you've got those butterflies in your tummy and you're feeling really sick and you automatically assume that you're scared and you're nervous. It's exactly the same feeling. Your body is showing you those same feelings, those same physiological movements. When you're excited, so we like to reframe those negatives to a positive. And it's all about the experience, and it's all about asking that, you know, honouring how are you feeling today? What does this look like? And like what Kel says, the cause and effects of language, you know, you may say something. How do you feel when you say that? Or where were you? How were you feeling when you said that? And then how do you think that other person may then feel?
Yeah, I think two things come really clear from both of you is certainly around the positivity and how you go in with that approach into schools, which I think is so important. You know, some people might listen to this and think, well, that sounds simple, like schools should be positive places. But we all know on this call that unfortunately that doesn't always happen. So I think people sometimes coming in from the outside and, you know, helping the other adults and the children to kind of feel that is really important. Another question on that, kind of you mentioned working with like the year sixes. So that's kind of your target group. What was the thinking behind, you know, the year six group? Why was it not maybe year fours or year threes? Where did that come from?
We initially first, we done like a week's test run of piloting in a local school. And we did in fact deliver to all school years. Okay. So from reception right up to year six. And then throughout our journey of building up the evidence and statistics that every child is on the par of being able to accept this workshop, we very much were put in touch with the Clinical Commissioning Board, and then they funded us to deliver year six. So it's like a piloting program that we're with them at the moment with that. But we have expressed the fact that every school year would benefit from the same tools, because if you think about it, every year is a transition into something else. Mm. So that even from reception, you know, you're going from learning, you know, playing and everything else, it becomes really fun. Then from that year up to year one can be a big step. So we are firm believers that every child, especially a passion of ours, to benefit from these tools. So we are working to go into all school years as well as year six.
Yeah. And as early as possible. And I we've spoken outside of the school workshop, and it is really important that actually, you know, we were in our late 30s when we started to create the magic, and we created Now's the Time for Change, because it really was now the time for certainly for our change. Looking at that early intervention, you know, if we'd had the help that we, you know, sourced, we were lucky enough, I suppose, to find to be given guidance in a way to pick ourselves up. But, you know, how many people do you know that, you know, are in this dark, challenging place and it just don't know where to look? And that, you know, that alone brings that feeling of overwhelm and fear, and I'm lonely and I don't know where to move next. If we'd have had those tools as children, you know, building that resilience at such an early age is so important, particularly as, you know, this particular year has been quite challenging. And I think everyone has had a moment where they've thought, oh, you know, I can't do this. I don't know what to do. I'm feeling scared. It's changing that to go, you know what, if you do feel like that, it's okay to feel like that, because we all feel like that. Maybe try this and it will help you to lift your spirits.
Definitely. I love what you've said about toolkits and tools and everything, because I think that's really key, isn't it? And I'm a firm believer in that, is getting young people, like you said, any age, to have those tools, so that, you know, it's part of every day of school life. It's, you know, it's not just Kelly or Natasha or Kieran, whoever, going into schools for that 6 week period. It's actually, these are things that can be taken forwards all of the time. And obviously it is called Now is the Time for Change. That's another one. What changes are needed, do you think?
A lot in regard. You know, how long have you got? It's very much so about, the change is very much about well-being. You know, how we can implement that change for somebody else's well-being emotionally, mentally, just by making these toolboxes available for not only children in schools, but the parents, you know, people in their homes, especially with what's happening at the moment, which, you know, we're working with families in the homes as well as the children online. Just really kind of emphasizing during this challenging time, Now's the Time for Change is pretty much delivering those changing tools that they can benefit and grow from and become more resilient with these tools. And like Tash said, when we were kids, there wasn't anything there. So it's very much about planting and putting those seeds in the education as well as the community, so we can all learn these tools and become more resilient together.
And we can all be part. I think it's that word, Kel, this is one of your favourite words. I'm going to throw it in there. Unity. It's about building that strength together. That resilience doesn't just come from you. You know, it's putting it's having your community, and the two biggest communities that are obviously your school community, especially for children of all ages. This whole massive span of early years where it's about growing and learning, and if we can implement some of those tools at an earlier age and from an educational point of view, you know, so when we talk about the words unity, it's also not just the educational side, it's about the health side, it's about the social side, bringing everything together so we're all singing and all dancing from the same Now is the Time for Change page.
And also the bigger collaboration of services, making it a bigger impact, a bigger service of support to children and families to be able to have the access and to provide that change for them, because now is the time for change.
It comes out really clear that's, you know, we can't wait any longer. Now is the time for change. So we do need to make sure that it's happening now. And I know part of that on a serious level as well is that, you know, you've been involved before with conversations around kind of trying to lobby the government in what support they provide, because we know that, you know, we'd be doing all this fantastic work, working with schools and young people. We know sometimes, I think you just mentioned, Natasha, about it's really important groups work together, and that's really important, especially health, education. And I know you said about that earlier as well, Kelly. What would you like to see more from whatever government's in place? So this isn't a political podcast, but whoever. what would you like to see?
We very much, like we mentioned before, Kieran, is that we went to Parliament 2 years ago, very much with changing some of the language that's being used in both home and school environments for this to be accessible for everybody. We're very much, at the moment, we're very resourceful with everybody that we have in that particular area of authority to be able to all sing on the same page, all make these changes together and make this a better place for everybody. So the government, the NHS and everybody else, that we're all implementing more of this holistic approach, really getting to the root causes. Because once we do get to the root cause of absolutely everything, there's a better chance for the change to happen and the growth to happen.
And to make that sustainable, so it doesn't just change, you know, it's about changing behaviours and habits. And that starts from understanding where the root causes are first, and then where, you know, where those roots lead into and who do they touch. So is it the school environment? Of course it is. Will be for families. Is it that home environment? And then actually looking at that home environment, well, actually what support do the parents need? You know, we're all learning, and we all have, actually, this is another thing as well, which we should mention. We all have a different way of learning. Some will listen to listen and learn. Some will have to, you know, to look, you know, however it is, we all have different abilities and different learning styles. And that would be very much one of the changes, as well as changing the language. It's about being open to, which links very nicely in, Kieran, with, you know, with the schools that you're working with, having not a one size fits all policy. It's about individuality, on all levels. You know, this week was non-bullying week. Well, that links in with that. It is about being individual, but it's about honouring that space and allowing that to happen and having the right education in place. So whether it might be that actually, you know, like with the GP side of it, it would be great if they learned a little bit more about nutrition, because it is so powerful. So with the teachers, maybe they could really benefit. Well, how do they cope with stress and challenges? If they don't know those tools, how do we expect them to be teaching our children those tools? So yeah, that's absolutely a big like.
So many bits you've both hit on there that are so, so key, you know, just everything around. It is educating the staff as well, so they know how to do it. And I think young people tell us that all the time, is that young people even said they feel sorry for some of their teachers, you know, talking about stuff, because it's not included with their like initial teacher training package. It's there might be some stuff, but it's all about the academic side. And as you two just said, you know, you can have someone who's very academic and can achieve in that sense, but if they don't look after themselves politically, ultimately they're going to run into problems in the future. So I have to say, talking to you both, you're so positive, and everyone I speak to always says about how positive you are, and I hope that comes through on the podcast. I'm sure it does.
Now's the time for change, for positivity.
Absolutely.
Now is the time for change, if you're ready.
So if people want to go and find out more about Now's the Time for Change, I know you've got a website. Yeah, what is the website? Let people know what the website is.
So it's www.nowsthetimeforchange.com. So they can find us through the website. And obviously we've got our profile pictures up there. Very much we've emphasised that our coaches are very much on the level of building the rapport up. As soon as people read the content of your story, of where you've been, the understanding, we start to build that rapport with the families or the children straight away, or the schools. You know, we're very much over the last sort of 2 months working with more schools, because they're obviously, because of what's been happening, the challenging times have arisen in regards to the fear and uncertainty. So they can find us through the inquiry page, or there's a free phone number which is from landlines and mobile numbers.
We also have a YouTube channel, which is Now is the Time for Change, and a Facebook page, again, Now is the Time for Change.
It's been really good to chat to you both, and I know lots of families and children as well will be interested to hear about Now's the Time for Change and what you guys are doing to promote change. So thank you.
Thank you so much for having us on here.
Thank you.
The Maize and Colchester Parent Support Group are sponsoring this series of the Multi Schools Lowdown. We offer support for families of children and young people with special educational needs in the Colchester area. To learn more and get in touch, please visit the MAYS website, themaysgroup.co.uk.
Everyone is different and special in their own way. We should be including everyone, so let's start today.